Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we'll learn about Open World Relief, an organization that helps communities that have been affected by natural disasters. Benjamin Watsky is executive director of Open World Relief, co-founder of the Agora Method, and an Air National Guard pilot. And we are thrilled to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Benjamin, how are you?
Good morning. How are you, Joe?
I'm well. How are things going?
It's kind of a crazy time right now, but going well.
I know not what you speak of, sir. give us a sense of, tell us, of first of all, how long have you been with Open World Relief?
So I founded Open World Relief back in 2017 after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. So about almost 4 years now, 3 years now.
So the day-to-day work that you have for this organization is what?
So typically what we do is we'll respond initially after a natural disaster within 3 to 5 days is our goal. And the initial response looks like anything from search and rescue teams to food shipment, water shipment, procurement of supplies, and then unlike a lot of our counterparts, we tend to use that as an assessment period and stay for a period of time of about 1 to 2 years, depending on the severity of the disaster.
How has COVID changed things for you? And I don't know. I mean, like everything, it has put things on hold and question marks. And I assume you're dealing with all of those things as well.
Yeah, we actually have ended up being busier. So most of the work that we do for natural disaster relief is in the Southeast U.S. and the Caribbean, and those are typically our long-term teams. So you can imagine with international borders shutting down and travel being restricted, a lot of that work has become more challenging, but that doesn't mean we're stopping. It just means more paperwork and begging and pleading with various ministries to let us go. The work that we've been doing stateside during this time has been focused around food scarcity. So we took a lot of our food network and put that to work in some local communities, including upstate New York and Albany, hopefully soon to be Schenectady and Troy, Springfield, Illinois, and Broward County, Florida.
Those are very dispersed places. How were those chosen?
So what we typically like to do when we don't have a bunch of compounding disasters in a row and a pandemic going on, we do the relief work, and that's framed normally around hurricane season. And then we try to pick small projects in kind of our board representation communities to focus on. This kind of lended itself to that aspect of what we do in a bigger way. So those cities represent where some of our core team members actually live. So we have somebody local to oversee those projects specifically.
When you think of the work, obviously we had a tropical storm go through our region just yesterday. And are you working on, is that what you're working on today?
Well, funny enough, I actually followed that tropical storm from North Carolina back to New York yesterday. Our big ongoing project right now, because we only, you know, we're a small organization, so we pick one major project at a time, and that's the Bahamas. So they have been heavily impacted since Hurricane Dorian. The island of Abaco, which is kind of the upper right-hand corner or eastern corner of the Bahamas. You know, there's a handful of buildings standing in total to this day. They have food issues, water issues, power issues. So we've had a team there since September 3rd, and they've been there for the duration. So I have awesome team leaders who were there working on getting 42 plus pallets of food out a week to the island of Abaco and the outlying Keys. We do thousands of gallons of water distribution on a weekly basis. And, you know, as projects or issues come up, we work with the various communities to find solutions through our network.
I mentioned in the introduction that you're co-founder at the Agora Method. What is that?
So out of all this, a little background on my core team members, myself, James Cameron, who's my logistics director, and Jana Stone, who's my team lead, and she's always living on an island somewhere in a disaster zone. So all of these individuals, Jana is a psychotherapist, James is a U.S. Coast Guard rated yacht captain, I was an airline pilot. We gave up those careers in pursuit of this. So the Agora Method is a path to, through a consultancy, to build resilience and kind of continue the more formal side of this work, and ideally the work that prepares areas and organizations for natural disasters so we don't have to respond through open world, and takes care of the team core members who gave up livelihood to do the relief work on the nonprofit side.
What do you think, in the moment or two that we have left, what do you think that it's important that people know about the organization and ultimately what you need for the work that's being done throughout this region?
So the most important thing, and I'll speak for Open World Relief as well as a lot of these high impact, small, not well-known organizations, the biggest thing is funding. And that doesn't mean not making your annual contributions to the Red Cross, maybe just taking a percentage of that and finding an organization like ours that you can support, because we're used to working on a shoestring budget, and a little bit of funding goes a long way. So locally, the micro pantries that we're building, you know, those come at the order of $250 to $400. A pallet of food, which feeds, you know, 20 families for a week, that's at the order of about $1,500. So any sort of financial contribution is always excellent. And then if you're interested in volunteering, you could also sign up on our website.
Well, you can find out more. Where is your website? Give us that.
So for Open World Relief, it is openworldrelief.org. And for the Agora Method for Resilience, that's theagoramethod.com.
All right, but openworldrelief.org. We're going to have links on all of that posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Benjamin Watsky is Executive Director of Open World Relief. Benjamin, thank you very much for being with us. A pleasure.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great morning.
You too. Again, you can find out more information by going to our website. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.